Yeah, the other thing about it is if you're using unfiltered, especially tap water, you're going to have to rinse it out between pot loads. Otherwise, over time, you'll build up all sorts of debris. That was pretty ugly. Anyone else have any questions? I'll want to key up from the, on the repeater, W2TTTK2BAR.
W2JK with another comment.
Okay, Don.
We have a humidifier on our furnace, and you mentioned that that's one thing that happens is they raise water into the furnace for the filter, and the minerals from there get all, the humidifier itself is a rotary device that sprays the water into the cold air intake of the furnace. It gets filled with the mineral deposit. Likewise, the filter on the furnace gets filled with mineral deposit. Have to keep that clean and change the filters as that deposit builds up.
A humidifier is plumbed, right? So you don't, you're using, you know, your household water directly, not any kind of filtered water from a reservoir, right, Don?
That's correct. It has a mineral from the reservoir, whatever they have in the tap water. The only way you could deal with that any other way is to have a large quantity of distilled water. And I don't think that would be up.
This is Antorio.
That's where they...
Okay, Antorio, I gotcha. And we got you down too. Go ahead, Noel.
Okay. My particular system that was set up 10 years ago when we redid the furnace actually has a pad that it looks like aluminum mesh with a ceramic deposit on it. And I think they call it a bypass. What it does is the water flows through and drips down through this pad and evaporates. And approximately 70 to 80% of the water evaporates, the last 20, 25%, whatever, drips down, goes into a tank, and when the tank is filled, it actually pumps through a hose, which happens to be put into my dishwasher drain. The advantage of this is, it takes a very, very long time for this grid to get calcification built up from the hard water. And by the way, you can buy these when they do your furnace cleaning and so forth in the fall. If you let them put a new one in, it costs you about $60. I went to a place on the line called Filters Fast, and I think I bought six of them for $50-something. So Carlos replaces it for me in the fall, and I don't have the guy replace it when they come over and do your normal spring and fall maintenance. But it does not, very few of them spray anymore, because the spray one would deposit all sorts of calcium and magnesium into the inside, and you build up a layer of scale on the inside of your ductwork. Back to net. This is N2O.
Yeah, what's that device called that essentially captures the some water and the mineral deposits?
I don't know. Are you talking about Filters Fast? That's a website that sells filters for everything. I believe it's called the Bypass Air Humidification System. I try to keep my air humidity is about 40-45% the winter for the reasons that you specified about keeping feeling warmer. But it's really hard to do in any house because it tries to sneak out every little opening in the door and so forth. But I believe that's what it's called. I could actually look on the side of it, but they're available widely because at the time that we purchased it, was one of several choices. Back to that, Pentulio.
Okay, like a bypass system. Okay, great. That's what I was looking for. All right, very good. Anybody else? Okay, tie this back to ham radio. One of the reasons why you want to be comfortable and have a, you know, appropriately humidified home, because your home is inclusive of your operating environment, you know, except for, you know, those of us who operate from cars or trucks or tents or God knows wherever else throughout the year. And the point here is that by doing, by having this capability, if you will, is that you'll be right in the right tonal range. You'll feel like grizzlies, you got a cold, or because your voice is like this because you've got it so dry that you can't barely talk. So you'll have a throated voice, and you'll be able to call CQ, 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 so this is. Anyway, you get the idea. So it's all about ham radio. Any other comments? Alrighty. Well, that was a rounded out way to get to some interesting subject matter. I think this started with AT2GI asking the question, or was it? No, actually, it was Noel. Noel, you started this topic, if I remember right. So I'll throw it back to you first, and then I'll go back to Rich, because I do have something for Rich as well, and maybe others. So N2AL, K2BAR, anything else?
Actually, I am not the guilty party. I did not talk about filters. My comment was about Palmer's Hardware and the Ham Radio University. Thanks, Annette, N2OEL.
It was Howie. It was Howie. I apologize, Howie. And, well, all right, here you go. Ham Radio University should be a lot of fun this weekend. Unfortunately, I can't get there, but it should be a lot of fun. And, the other thing we should think about is maybe getting some winter contracting done here. I think it's time. I've been playing with my Flex 1500 in the last day or so, and it's been a hoot. I got to get my one son to come out and operate, or help me get my one tower vertical. To hold up the end of my dipole. I want to do that before we have another snowstorm and make traction on the ground, you know, impractical, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, so Howie, back to you since you brought up the subject.
Well, I had my questions answered, so I don't know what else to say, but I appreciate people responding as they have. It's been informative. Again, my bias is to avoid, just as I did originally, attaching anything to the furnace because there could be some mold accumulation in the ductwork and everything. In fact, the furnace guy I use said, don't even clean the vents. He'll come once, you know, twice a year, and he'll change the filters and whatever. But it wasn't necessary to get one of these outfits in to clean the ducts. He says there's fiberglass in the ducts, and it'll just ruin it. And I don't know how that is. You know, maybe I should get more opinions, but I like the idea of the external humidifiers. I have one now, and just I need a few more. And as the other gentleman said, if I have leakage, I've got that. That's part of the problem. So the most I'll try the Saran wrap type thing and windows insulation kit. Until we can afford to replace the windows. I'm afraid that's going to be a year or two down the line. We have a lot of windows. It's going to be a lot of expense. But that's what we'd like to do. Thanks, Gordon. Back to you. K2EIR.
Come in.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah. Noah was mentioning Palmer Brothers Hardware. I recall seeing in that store many years ago something that Scotch tape people put out just for that purpose of a window. And so it's a whole kit. I don't know how big it comes, but they actually make kits for that. And I know Palmer Brothers did have them at one time. I don't know if they still do. Also, they sell sheets of plastic. I don't know how big they come. I don't know how big your window is, but I know I replaced my cellar window. The cellar window had two broken panes of glass in it, and I replaced them with plastic, and this was just excellent for running my long wire antenna through. Just cut it to size. I don't know just how big they are either. I remember when I first bought this house, we had the old style steel casement windows, which are really leaky. The previous owner had made up a frame of storm windows with windows to fit, and it just sit on the windowsill inside the window frame, and that would create an airspace in between the window and the storm window that sat in there to keep the air warm in your house.
Yeah, those things are pretty cool. I had a recent experience with Palmer Brothers that was delightful. And I needed the screws for the back of the UV5R to hold the clip, the bell clip on, because the screws that come with it often are not long enough to grab the seating of a little metal embedded collets in the frame of the radio and actually get enough turns to bite it. So I needed a longer one, so I was able to get them. They're very, very tiny. I forget what size they are. I don't know if I had to cut them or not. I don't remember, but either way, it wasn't a big deal because they're so small. You can cut them with diagonal cutters and file it with your pocket knife, the Leatherman. With even 632s and 832s. Never a 1032, but it's certainly an 832. And, you do that with a nut or a pen nuts at the length you want to, have the bolt, and just cut it and then hit it with a file, or you can hit it with a Dremel motor tool to cut it too. That's another way. But anyway, I was able to get that hardware, and I'm now carrying around one of my UV5Rs that way, and with the confidence that I won't break off the clip. Anyway, anybody else?
What more about it?
Go ahead, Howard. I have something else. I think his battery died. So, Sue and Sue, I think you have both UV5Rs or something else. I think we tried to program somebody's UV5R. I thought it was Stewart's, but maybe it's somebody else's. And we found that we didn't have software that would talk to the latest and greatest version of the ROM in the radio. So I'm pleased to report at least a possible solution is on the rise. Number one, there's fresh software available online. Number two, my son just got a radio for Christmas, another UV5R in fashionable black. His the new prime as well, so it's came for us, so we should be able to resolve that one way or the other, and I have that as a task to complete before Sunday night's meeting. So I will have another version of the UV5R software loaded, and we'll have an answer to the riddle by Saturday night, we hope, or Sunday night at the meeting. And I will bring the necessary tools of, if you will, the implements of destruction with me. So I'll also bring a Ustream cable, and I'll have a cable for an IC80 and software, a cable for an Ustream 1T, Kenwood THF6 cable and software as well. So if something programmed, I'm more than happy to help out on Sunday night at the meeting, or even after. I'll stay after the meeting if you want. So, anybody else?
W2JC.
Go ahead.
Gordon, you might back off on your mic a bit. Your audio is really raspy.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm so used to having the other microphone, and I'm using the turbocharged radio, the one with the Olinco with the really loud mic, so I apologize. Thanks, Jim.
AC2, you're on hit.
Go ahead, Paul.
Just one thing that Tony's comment triggered is it's about time of year for Jews, not to support your local repeaters. When looking on the web, I kind of keep seeming to find a website for Chestnut Ridge. Is there actually one?
No, there is not. However, look up K1JMI.
Okay, I'll reach out that way.
The other approach is that you can email me and I will reply back to you, and I'll copy Dick and let him and you get together that way.
Okay, that works. It's just that time of year to support the repeaters you use.
It is. And Barra dues and Fairlawn dues, and my guess is BCFMA dues and Chestnut Ridge dues are all due. That's why they call them dues. Anyway, by the way, the Chestnut Ridge Club it doesn't have an annual meeting in the normal sense, but it does have a dinner. You buy your own dinner, and we pick a restaurant every year. It's usually in February. So hopefully we'll have a good turnout again. We've had very good turnouts over the last few years, and it's a lot of fun. So hopefully we'll get together once again. It's kind of done in the style of how we do luncheons, which nominally function as our meetings. Chestnut Ridge is a very sociable group, primarily focused on keeping the repeater running, doing fun things as we see fit, and eating. We like to try restaurants for lunch and dinner. So with that in mind, do consider joining us for that purpose. Anybody else? So just one other thing. Sunday night is the Barra meeting. We meet at 7 p.m., but the meeting's at 7:30 at the, Washington Township Municipal Building in their senior room on the main level there. So all are invited, even if you're not a member. And I think our program is Mike Lysenko, our new ADLRL director. I think that's what Tony mentioned. So that'll be a very good thing, NY2BB.
One more item, K2EIR.
Go ahead, Allie.
My apologies, my batteries went in the handy talkie before, and I was moving from one part of the apartment to the other. The one more item, oh, yeah. I was told tonight, actually, on the landline by a friend that some Yaesu VX5 was sent out for repair, and they sent it back and said they don't repair VX5s anymore. And considering I have a couple of those, I hope that isn't true. Does anyone know the status of Yaesu discontinuing repair of its HTs, any of them, especially VX5? This is K2EIR.
That is very disturbing. I don't know what to say. Not surprised, though.
I'm surprised because there's so many of them out there. I don't think this is a good thing in the face of Chinese competition. And by the way, you're very noisy that time. I don't have that confirmed, but there's no reason why it shouldn't be true. I'll just need to get more data, K2EIR.
Yeah, I went back to the other radio. I'm wondering if there's something really fundamentally screwed up in my TYT radio, but we'll see. You reported that, sorry about that. You reported that I was noisy. And, just to see what gives here. But anyway, anybody else have any thoughts? I think that my thought about this issue is very fundamental, and that is that there's there seems to be a lot of turnover and churn in the in that company, and they just don't want to support legacy radios. And I think that's the long and short of it. And I think in the face of that Motorola deal, that it kind of messed everything up a bit.
I hope when they separated back from Motorola, they'd be more honorable in terms of, you know, support of HD. But we'll see how that goes. All I can say is they may be sending a lot of business over to the Chinese companies if this turns out to be true. I mean, if you're going to get an HD that can't be supported and you paid a lot of money, you know, then you're probably going to figure, let's buy a Chinese one and treat it as a throwaway. When it goes, just throw it away and get another one.
That's why I don't buy one. It's a matter of, well, hold on. I went over to the other radio. Is this any better now or not?
This one seemed noisy, and I was moving around the room and had two radios on here myself, so I don't know if I can give you a good... This report is going to be the good report. I might need another try.
Okay, I'll give you another try. W2TTT, Whiskey 2, Tango, Tango, Tango.
Let's put it this way. You're less than full quieting. I'd say maybe you probably came up 10 dB from the first time I said you were very noisy, and my guess is the difference between being dead full quieting and being very, very noisy is probably 40 dB. You know, of course, you know, the knee on the discriminator and all that exaggerates the difference, so can't tell, but my past experience is it could be a 30 or 40 dB difference in an output signal to account for that much difference in noise.
Okay, very good. So, anybody else have any thoughts to my signal quality? Right now you were noisy, Gordon. Alright, I'm going to have to go look at that. It's very clear to me that radio is going to get pulled. I'm going to have to give it a real hard look. Alright, well thank you, Ray. Alright, anybody else have anything for the net? Okay, well,
S2OEL disconnected.
Clear rather brightly, and hopefully we'll be able to continue that for the incoming year. See everybody Sunday night, and God bless. This is K2BAR, W2TTT, returning repeater normal to radio use, and wishing everybody a fine good night. KB2TIA, KB1IFR.
Hey, good morning, Bill. KB2BOR.
Now, what I want to know is, how's the birthday boy doing? KC2HBR, good morning.
KC2HBR, very good, John. How are you? And you got no recalls on that car.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Oh, I feel so relieved. Amen. So what did you do? Did you have a birthday cake? Did you tie one on? Did you celebrate with cold brewskis? How did you celebrate?
After work, I went out for a couple cocktails and did my thing that I got to do with my girlfriend's father. Fed him, made sure he took his medication, and I really didn't do too much till she got home and we had a little bit of cake.
Yeah, roger that. Okay. And Rocky, I want to thank you for looking that up on the computer for me with the recalls. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem, John. Okay, I'm going to put it down for a second. I imagine Charlie's going to be in there soon. I just heard Bill come in there. I went back to him. I didn't get him. He was calling for Steve. Maybe he's back in there. I'm going to put it down for a little bit. I got to move a car around. KD2BOR.
No, I'm here, Rocky. John Boy came back, and he was looking for the birthday boy.
Okay, Bill, I went back to you, too. Maybe you didn't hear me, but no problem. Good morning. And I got to move a car out, move another one in. I'll be right back. KD2BOR.
All right, I'll be here. KB1IF1.
KB2TIA, happy birthday to Rocky. Mine's in a couple of days. I'm on the 12th. And I heard John. And Bill, good to hear you again.
Yeah, that hum that guy had was giving me a headache.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Steve, most importantly, how you feeling? How's the gastrointestinal?
I'm about 80% normal. I still get some pain. I get, like, some severe pain every so often. I was beginning to think it was, like, an appendix or something, you know? It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. The worst bout I've had maybe ever, if not years and years. But I lost at least 8 pounds or so. I lost like a full pant size. My pants are falling off me.
Okay, roger that. Did anybody else get it in the family or just you?
I was the only one, you know, so I don't think it was anything we ate. But it really knocked me for a loop.
All right, roger that. Over to you, Bill.
All right, very good, KB1IFR. I didn't realize you got a birthday coming up too, Steve. All right, I'll go over here and see if Charlie's out there or Rocky's back. KB1IFR.
Yep, January 12th, I turned 43.
Do you like his music, if you've ever heard of him?
I keyed up together, Steve won, and I heard about liking music, John.
I'm asking Steve if he likes the music of a guy named Jim Croce.
Sure, I know a lot of his songs.
Okay, roger that.
Bad Leroy Brown, If I Could Save Time in a Bottle, I Got a Name, a whole bunch of songs he has there.
I Got a Name, I don't know, is that the same as the one that goes Moving Me Down the Highway? Rolling Me Down the Highway, is that the same song?
Correct. You and a Cupid doll.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Is that guy still around, or is he dead?
I believe he died real young, like in the height of his career. I don't know why or how, but I'm pretty sure he died real young.
Okay, roger that.
still, that guy's hum was, it was horrible, you know. Now, what was interesting is when he picked up the radio, the hum almost ceased to exist. So that's probably like a grounding issue.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I think Louie keyed up one of them when we didn't hear him sign off.
Yeah, because at the end of one of his transmissions, you heard Louie's background for just like a second. So I have the feeling that's what happened.
Trouble with Louie is he's got that foot pedal. He keeps dropping his foot off it. He's got like a boom mic, so what it does is it picks up his TV. The TV is like so loud in the background.
That was the loudest I ever heard his background. It was pretty loud tonight. You could hear everything.
Yeah, it's always like that.
Good thing he wasn't watching porn.
Yeah, he gave up smoking the cigars. Now he's got a bunch of cigars left over.
Well, I hope he takes care of himself. It's good to hear he's on the mend.
Yeah, that's the main thing. That's what counts. I had a cousin over there, Daryl. I talked to him one night. He called me up, and then I haven't heard him since.
So, John, what's up with you? What's new?
Not much, Steve. Same old, same old. Just working, staying out of trouble, keeping my nose clean. Same old boring story.
Has everything been okay with the radio? Any other problems?
Oh, it's working like a charm. I'll tell you, man. It's working just the way it looks. It looks like brand new. Because, you know, they put all new casing on it. And, you know, I'll tell you, I'm happy now. Thank God. It took a while.
Well, what they charged him, he could have went to Gigaparts and got a brand new one for like $275.
But what you got to understand, Bill, what you got to understand is once you start, you can't stop. In other words, you know, I sent it in. And then there's a $75 diagnostic fee. So you might as well go through with it once you start with it.
Seriously, how much did it cost you to get that thing fixed? It
cost me $305.
No, I would have just paid the $75 and got it back, and then I would have went and bought a brand new one. What do you think, Steve?
I'm not really a guy for sending things back to be fixed, because all I hear is these nightmare stories. I haven't heard one that really ended well. And, you know, and I've been tempted. I've had stuff I wanted to send out to be fixed and everything. So I probably just would have bought new.
I bought a used one. Well, the thing was my VX5, when it was just out of warranty, I wore out the channel selector. I sent it back to Yaesu. You know they only charged me for a half hour's labor, and they put the part in for free?
The only thing I've ever been tempted was with the Elenco 220 when we all had the same problem. I was really, when I couldn't solve that problem, I was very tempted to send that to them and just have them look at it. And then when I read online, all the people that did that, they sent it back 2-3 times, and they still have the problem. So it's one of the reasons I never did it.
What's the problem you have with the one you had? The one I have every now and then in the audio used to get all kinds of static and noise.
Ditto, same thing. And Charlie had the same problem, and we spoke with some guy one day, he had the same problem. And so it's something, you know, inherent in their radio, some kind of intermittent problem. Something that triggers that. And online they said the fix is to take the radio apart, blow it out with a can of air, and put it all back together nice and clean. And mine was sparkling clean inside. There wasn't a speck of dust in there. So I did the cleaning procedure, and it was okay for like 2 days, and then it happened again. And then it would go like weeks before that would happen, you know. And so it was maddening, you know. You didn't know when it would pop up.
I went out and bought a Jetstream, so I got both of them over here, the Jetstream and the Yaesu.
You mean the Elenco?
I got an Elenco and a Jetstream, yeah.
Really a
shame because I like that radio, and then once you can't trust it, it really bums you out. You know, you want to rely on your equipment, and when it starts giving you problems, it really messes with your head a little.
I didn't realize they all had those problems over there. I guess that's what happens. Let's see if Rocky's back.
JD2, BOR, just was going to jump in there. Good morning, Steve. Glad you're feeling better, and happy birthday in a couple days. Mine was yesterday.
Sorry about that, old man. I missed it. But happy belated birthday, Rocky.
I got a lot of those old band jokes yesterday. Well, when I hit 40, I thought it was bad. When I hit 50, I thought it was worse. Now that I hit 60, I don't even want to think about it.
I'm a little ways behind you. I'll be 43.
You're a youngster. You're a youngster. I got a son that's going to be... I got a son that's going to be 41 this year.
All righty, then. Why don't you take it, John?
All right, Roger that. This is KC2HBR with the group. Beautiful money-making Manhasset, where it's nice and cold, and you could hear a pin drop. Over to you there, Bill.
Yeah, I was just dragging my feet to see if Charlie came in there or not. Anyway, very good. At least Rocky had a good birthday. I'm sure Steve will have a good birthday, too. Steve will probably end up working on it, but that's his problem.
I'm pretty lucky this year. It's on Saturday. So I'm off on Friday, Saturday. That's my days off. And then for that week, I took a week off using... all the 6 days that I earn. I don't get paid overtime for working on the holidays, but we get what's called the sixth day, which is either an extra day off or you get a day's pay. So I took the extra day off option this year. And the best time for me to do something like that is in January, because I get Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I get to carry that over. I get New Year's Eve. And I take my birthday, which I get off, as part of the perks of my job, and I also get my anniversary off of hire. You get your anniversary, the day you got hired off with pay. That's one of the things they've done for people since they opened the hotel. So I get all of that, and I take a week off in January for nothing. So I get paid a week for nothing.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that, that's for sure.
Got it better than you, Steve.
Yep, so January it works out for me, because my birthday and my anniversary being right in there. And you throw in MLK, and I have off Sunday to Sunday. N1, MUQ, KB2 TIA, you in the group, PHLE?
N1 MUQ mobile.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Did you get the email I sent you?
Yes, I did.
Very, very disturbing, and I mean it. I don't know what would have happened if I didn't intervene. It's nothing I want to talk about in the open, but that was extremely disturbing.
Yeah, that's one of the things I like about Manhattan. Lots of disturbing people there.
Okay, Rocky, why don't you pick it up?
Hey, good morning, Charlie. KD2, BOR.
Hey, good morning, Rocky. Got my son with me. He's coming to work today to get weighed in for the yearly weight pool. I think I told you about it. Everybody puts in $100, and the winner could walk away with over $1,000. So he wants to get in it this year. So he took off from school, and he's coming in with me. Not real happy about getting up this early, though.
I could imagine. I purchased that J-pole from that N9 TAX or whatever it is, TAX. I bought the dual band one.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, I was thinking of getting one as well. That's the Slim Jim J-pole that they referred to?
Yeah, the same guy I think you got yours from that I've been looking at. I decided yesterday to purchase it. Once I get it, I'll figure out how to use it at our house.
Yeah, I just, the one that I bought was for 220 and it works great. And I just taped it to a piece of PVC in a couple of different spots. I taped the feed line that I attached to it. I taped that as well so that there wasn't any strain on the feed point. And then I pulled it up into a tree, put a hole in the top of the PVC, put a rope through it, shut it over a branch, and pulled it up. It's about 30 feet in the air. It works great.
Okay, very good. Okay, I'm going to put it down again. I've got something else to do here. I'll be monitoring. KD2, VOR.
N1MUQ. N1MUQ, KC2HBR. Good morning.
Good morning, John. By the way, Rocky, you're loud as hell. I had to lower the volume when you came on. Good morning, John. How's it going?
I'm all right, Charlie. I'm all right. And I hear that you have the birthday boy with you?
Yes, I do.
Good morning, birthday boy. Happy belated birthday to you.
He's got his headphones on, and he's listening to music. I don't think he can hear you.
Boy, that was humiliating.
That's right. I'll tell him that you wished him a happy birthday. He's not in a very pleasant mood this morning. These hours, he's not used to these hours. I had a hell of a time getting him out of bed.
Okay, roger that. What are you going to do? You know, not everybody's meant for these hours, Charlie. It's just nuts like you and me.
Yeah, good morning, Charlie. KB1-IF1.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How's it going?
Hanging in there. Worked to 3 to 11 today. Other than that, about it.
Okay, very good. So I guess you just got in a little while ago. Yeah, I'm in my wife's car. I installed the 208H and an antenna. I picked up a mag mount at Advanced Specialties in Lodi and put on one of the spare antennas that I had. This one gave me the best SWR on both bands.
That's good. It sounds good anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to be going over the Tappan Zee today. My exit ramp is closed, so I don't feel like going into Manhattan, so I'm just going to go over the Tappan Zee and down the Palisades Parkway. And one MUQ mobile.
That's good. At least it works out good for you.
Charlie, since he has his headphones on, tell him that we all sang in four-part harmony, and it was like a choir of angels. It was the most beautiful thing you ever heard, and can't believe you missed it. The J-poles you're talking about, is that the wire J-pole, or is that the like the copper one like I have?
No, it's neither. It's the ladder line J-pole. This guy makes these things called Slim Jim antennas. Makes them out of ladder line. He does a really, really good job. I recommended it to Rocky, and I would recommend it to anybody. You know, that wants a, you know, a J-pole. It's a great portable antenna. You know, you can pull it up into a tree. You just have to, oh, yeah, Rocky, if you're listening, the thing you have to do is wherever you see bare copper, like where he shorts it out at the bottom and the top, I use liquid electrical tape just to seal it up real nice from the elements.
Yeah, KD2, BOR. Yeah, I remember you saying that. I got a jug of that here. I got some black, which will go perfect. They make it a lot of colors, but I happen to have the black liquid tape.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's always a good idea to do that. You know, unless you're going to encase the thing in PVC, but that's a lot of work to do. Like I said, mine's just taped to the outside of a piece of PVC tubing, probably one-inch tubing, nothing really big. And then I just sealed it real well. And then seal the feed point with, you know, with coax seal.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'll wait. Should be here in a couple of days. We'll see how it works. I looked up everything online, reading the SWR and all that kind of stuff. It looks like what I need at her house because she's really dead set against me putting another antenna up.
Yeah, you have any trees on the property?
Not on hers. I got one that hangs over from the next door neighbor's property pretty good in her yard.
Yeah, you get along with them?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I'll figure something out. I'll wait till I get it and see how it operates and, you know, then I'll figure something out. I like the idea that it's a portable roll-up. It'd be just good enough for me at her house. You know, I can transmit from her house just on my diamond antenna, but I just want to get something outside when I want it.
So like I did, steal a branch from the neighbor.
Yeah, I would do that, but I'd ask them first. I just don't want to do it on my own, you know?
Yeah, what you mean?
Yeah, even though it's over your property and you're entitled to either cut it down or use it, it is always nice to ask. You know, just get it up as high as you can. And, you know, anything will be better than a rubber duck.
I gave up my rubber duck on my THF-6 about 2 weeks after I got it. Steve, if you're interested in looking at those antennas, the guy's call sign is N9TAX. If you go on the regular, you know, on a computer and do a search, he's got a whole thing on his antennas.
Okay, no problem. But for 220, I have the I have a copper J-pole. And you said this one's a dual band?
Yeah, dual band ladder line. It's about 6 feet long. It comes with an SO239 on the end of it, but if you want an end connector, you got to let them know when you order it. But it comes with a 239 on the one end.
I'll be back in a couple of KP1IFY.
Yeah, when you see a picture of this guy, he doesn't look like an antenna builder. Looks more like a farmer, a redneck farmer.
Thought the price was pretty good, Charlie, for what he did, putting it together, the pieces he needed. It was like $23.99 plus $4 shipping, something like that.
Yeah, they're very good prices. That's why I bought it. Yeah, I'm definitely going to get a dual band, because I could probably pull that up higher than my dual band vertical that I have now, and maybe even do a better job, who knows. I was also thinking of Spider Beam. They sell a spider pole. They sell them in three different lengths. And I read a review on the 40-foot length. This J-pole that this guy makes is light enough that you could tape it to the top of that pole and then extend the pole and, you know, mount it somewhere in the yard. That would be good for somebody like you.
Yeah, I was looking at the the specs on it. It's not bad for what it is. It's got 6 dB on 2 meters and 5 dB on 70.
Charlie, should I consider the J-pole, Charlie, or you think I'm fine the way I am?
No, John, you're fine the way you are. You got a good signal on 2 and 440.
Hey, roger that.
This thing only weighs 6 ounces.
Really? I'm shocked. I thought it would weigh more than that. But yeah, it is, it's very light. It's ladder line. That's pretty light stuff.
Yeah, it's 6 feet long, tip the connector, SWR 1.5, 100 watt capability, 6 dB gain on 2 and 5 dB gain on 70.
Hey, Charlie, how's your buddy doing, the Undertaker?
I guess he's doing good. I talked to him once last week. I haven't talked to him since. But he's around. He's doing good. This is his radio that I'm on.
I haven't heard him on in a long time. I'm just curious to make sure he's all right.
Yeah, he's all right. I guess he's just busy. You know, with the holidays, who knows if he took a vacation time or what.
We've been knowing KQH now. We've been using the Pearl repeater because we got some guys from, like, upstate New York to come in there, and that repeater seems to work pretty good.
Yeah, that machine has excellent coverage. Yeah, I heard somebody on there this morning when I was tuning around.
We used to use the Weka one. The Weka one has some interference on it. Found out one thing. Now, the Pearl one, I guess they got the PL shuttle. I wonder if Steve is still out there.
I'm still here. You mean the Carmel machine? That one had the PL sugar.
And every repeater gets out well all over. I think when I went to the Mount Beacon Handfest, I think I passed through Carmel, New York.
Which one is the Carmel?
The 145-13.
Well, I don't do very well with that repeater, even from my truck. Even when I get up on the hill here in Kearney, I can receive it. I can get into it, but I know I'd be very noisy. Even it just does. I don't get it very good over here at all. Let me see if I'm doubling.
Awesome.
The guy at Advanced Specialties has a demo radio from a company called Anytone. I really don't know who they are. I've heard of the radio. I've seen it on the internet. I guess it's another Chinese radio. But they have a dual band mobile coming out. He said probably in a month you'll be selling them. Dual band mobile, nice looking radio. For like $299.
Oh, Charlie, guess what, Charlie? I got my care package. I got the care package.
Oh, very good. What was in it?
There was a Kenwood logbook. There was a Kenwood amateur radio map of the world, which was laminated. There was a band plan for all amateurs, you know, the band plan and the band privileges, that was laminated, and a full-color brochure, a multi-page full-color brochure on the 2000.
Yeah, all right, well, the logbook should be nice. They couldn't send you a hat, huh?
Don't you know that would be asking too much, Charlie, don't you know that?
Yeah, real cheapskates. I thought you were going to tell me you had a hat and a t-shirt in there. I knew it wasn't going to be a leather jacket, that's for sure.
And they pulled a fast one on me, too.
Oh, yeah, what'd they do?
I had the CS2000. I wanted to have the 1.2 gig put in. I should have bought it. I listened to everybody. Oh, you don't need the 1.2 gig. They quote me a price. I didn't have the money at the time. I get ready to send it out. They raised the price up quite a bit, and I said to hold it. I went online one day with the UK. I found the module online. I bought the module. Stick it in yet over there. But what they ended up doing was giving me the alignment procedure.
I never hear you on the 2000.
Well, I have the ASU hooked up because it's easier for her to use. I got the other one here. I just got to plug the power supply and hook the antenna into it.
Yeah, it's a nice radio. Johnny always sounds good on his.
Got a nice compact size, too.
I have to set it up over here. Let her learn to use that one, too.
I would have them both online.
Well, it's nice with the 2000 is you got the dual receive on it.
Yeah, that's a real nice radio. I wish I could afford one.
Somebody had the one that's supposed to be the X. They wanted like $1,200, which I thought was a steal for it. Because the one without the 1.2 was like 14.
Yeah, my wife would have a canary. I told her I was spending $1,200 on a radio.
I want the 1.2 gig modules around 19 or 2 grand on sale.
How much did you pay for the module separately?
I don't know, like $400 or $500. They wanted like $600-$700 to put it in. The guy gave me one price, and he gives me a price that's like almost $200 more to put it. I said, what the? I said, what do you guys got, rocks? And you quoted me a price, and then you told me it's going to cost me that price. They wouldn't even budge.
N1MUQ, mobile Tappan Zee Bridge.
Did you guys ever meet that guy, Bob, K4NBC? I'm sure you've talked to him. It was a shame about him. He got killed in a head-on collision.
No, I never met him. I was hoping to meet him my next trip to Florida. But that's not going to happen.
He would have been down here about now. He usually came down for the holidays. He's got a sister that lives down this way.
Shane. He had the world by the balls. He had a nice setup. Nice life. Traveled a lot. Real pleasant guy to talk to. Always treated you like he, the first day I talked to him, it was like he'd known me for years and he'd never even met me. Real friendly guy. Damn shame.
Yeah, I met him a few years back. Sherman had a couple picnics up at his house. He came down for one of them and I met him there. Yeah, they had pictures of him and they had a picture of his daughter. His daughter looked just like him, but she had, facial-wise, she had blonde hair.
No, I never saw that picture.
How about you, John? Did you ever meet Bob?
Oh, negative. That's a negative.
Nice guy. All missed on the radio.
I spoke with him about four times. Only once, mano y mano. And the other times was like in a group late at night. I can't say more than that. You know, just like in passing in the group and that. So, KB2TIA.
Yeah, well, he's putting a setup over there in the Florida so he can talk locally down here on 10 meters.
I wonder what they're going to do with that property down there. He probably had a nice spread.
I don't think the family really wants it, to be honest with you. That'd be a good setup for another ham.
Be a nice retirement home. I'd like to see if it goes up on the market.
Well, you got to put them in QRZ and get the address there and go on like that Google Earth or whatever it is where you can see a shot, a layout of the place.
Well, Charlie did that with my house, believe it or not. Before Charlie came over, he actually saw my house on the computer.
Yeah, I even saw it street level. I saw the front of John's house before I even went over there and met him, so I knew what it looked like.
Let me see if I have it. If you street view my house, you'll see my son standing in the doorway.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool. I'll have to check that out whenever I get some spare time. You'd be busy when we get home today. I'm going to try to get out a little early. Then we've got to start packing and getting ready for the trip to Vermont.
You going back by, what was it, your cousin or your nephew? Somebody who was up there.
Yeah, he doesn't live up there. He's got a house up there. A nephew. He rents it out. He just rented out for the New Year's holiday. I think he gets like $5,000 for the weekend.
Very nice. Wow, buy a nice rig with that.
Yeah, he rents it a couple times a year and that pays for the mortgage on it. I drive down to low power. Am I still making it?
Hey, sound good over here.
Yeah, I'm on 9W. I'm fairly close to the repeater, so 5 watts should do fine.
Dolly, are you on your world-famous 7-watt mobile?
No, I retired that. I can't take that static. There's something wrong with the squelch. If I'm not talking to somebody on it, if they let the squelch tail drop, I get nothing but white noise, real loud white noise. So I retired that. I'm on the 208H. This is Joe's, the radio I bought from Joe.
Hey, roger that. Charlie, we were talking earlier about the Alinco 220. Did you ever find any solution for that problem?
Yeah, sort of. I don't use it anymore. I haven't been on that in a while. In fact, it's not even hooked up to a power supply. Once the holidays are over and I get the basement straightened out, I'm going to get that set up again. But no, not really. I'm kind of like you. I'm hesitant on sending it in, waiting 2 weeks to get it back, and then having the same problem all over again. My problem's not that horrible. It rears its ugly head once in a while, but for the most part, it's been pretty quiet when I was listening to it. The amount of time that I get on it, it's not critical. If I was on that radio every